Coming to you today from the scenic Harborside Inn in Port Townsend, Washington, site of the 2012 Olympic Peninsula Salmon Derby. I'm Tom Nelson. Rob Ensley sitting here next to me now. We're going to harken back to the last time we did one of these remotes real quick here.
Okay. Oh, boy. Well, we're going to go there again, aren't we?
We got to, man. We did the Resurrection Derby, which
is Friday Harbor,
yeah. Which is actually the first event in the Northwest Salmon Derby series brought to you by the Northwest Marine Trade Association. And we had the remote set up. Of course, we checked the line and in Ron's office there
at the Best Western
of Friday Harbor.
Everything was great.
Solid.
Yeah.
Solid. In fact, the guys back at the studio, oh, man, that's a great line. That sounds great. We just hooked up Saturday morning to get the show going.
10 minutes before the show goes on, the whole island goes black.
Yeah. Trunk line goes down.
We lose the whole island.
No internet, nothing. We end up doing the show from the speakerphone in the manager's office. And Rob, I'll never forget the look on your face when I go, sit down. We're doing the show. We're talking.
I had one foot out the door, but I had cut plug herring in one hand and the microphone in the other. And I'm like, well, okay, which way is Rob going to go?
Exactly.
I'm going to go with cut plug herring. So
you want to talk about steelhead ops up and down the coast. I just showed you that text from Lee Varkey. Nine steelies.
That doesn't surprise me. Southwest Washington,
yeah.
Of course, that was from the Cowlitz. They've spread that run out.
They used to
just be a Thanksgiving to the early part of January run. They've
two
spread
weeks either
that
side
thing
of Christmas.
Out.
Yeah.
That thing will go all the way through April now, even into a little bit of the early part of May.
Sure.
And so I'm happy to see that pick because I was wondering when the Cowlitz would start taking off again because right about now it's ready to go. Now through the middle of April.
Sure.
And of course, this is the second part of that run. They call it the B run.
Right.
You get some big fish in there. We regularly see photos from Lee and these guys this time of year of hatchery fish over 20 pounds. These are big, nasty, mean fish down there in the Cowlitz. The rest of Washington, too, at least the peninsula, is fishing pretty good. I mean, depending on the rains, we got a big deluge yesterday, which knocked out most of those southwest rivers. But the southwest rivers have been fishing pretty good. The Chehalis system, the Hump, up around the corner, all the coastal rivers.
Right.
Just pick one. Pick your favorite river and go do the deal because there's fish in it. They're not just stuffed with fish. It hasn't been total hammer time type action out there, but it's been very consistent. So if you've got a favorite river and it's in shape, you've got a very good shot of catching some steelhead right now. And one of the rivers down there that we don't really ever talk about, the Skookum Chuck. There's a big hatchery on the Skookum Chuck. If you're a Banky, I'd take a look at that here in the next couple weeks.
February is
when that thing kind of kicks off right now, and I've heard a few reports trickling out of there that might be something that you should have on your radar screen. And then, of course, Forks. And we're in Port Townsend here. We're about an hour and a half or so from Forks. It's a great jumping-off place. If you live in Port Townsend or you're going to stay here, it's a pretty quick drive out there. I mean, hour and a half.
It's not bad. I mean,
compared to what I do, I'm used to driving 3 hours in the morning to go steelhead fishing. They are catching some monster steelhead out there right now. Well, you listened to me on the phone with Bill Meyer last night from Angler's Guide Service.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't eavesdropping.
No,
not at
how
all.
How could you not listen to that conversation?
No, I know.
He said every 2-3 days they're hearing a fish over 20 pounds being caught out there. We've heard of a couple just absolute gagger steelhead coming out of there in the low 30 pound range. And it seems like all the rivers have been pretty good. The Salduck has been one that's been captivating everyone.
It has just been a great year on the coast.
So let that river captivate everyone else, and you go sneak away and go to another creek out there.
So I'm not going to gloss over talking about the Salduck without mentioning the Snyder Creek broodstock program, okay?
And I got mixed feelings about
that. I definitely do.
Yeah.
I definitely do, but I'm just kind of wondering, and when I was talking to some other people about this, with regard to, Todd Daniels was talking about, what would it take to get a broodstock program going on some of our Puget Sound streams?
Good luck.
It ain't going to happen.
No, it will not.
Not on an ESA listed stock like we have. We've got some problems out in Puget Sound rivers. But one of the reasons that the broodstock program at the Snyder Creek was shut down was they're reclassifying the Salduck as a wild gene pool safe
wild
area.
Wild steelhead management zone. And we've read a lot about the interactions between hatchery fish and wild fish.
Right.
And you can kind of understand why they want to get these programs off some of these creeks. But this broodstock program, I believe they would take 45 fish to make this thing happen. So 45 steelhead.
Talk about what a broodstock program is.
So a broodstock program, they take wild fish, okay?
Caught hook and line.
Hook and line.
Right.
They keep them alive. They keep them in tubes. They bring them up to the little hatchery facility at Snyder Creek. They spawn them out. And the next year they crank out 50,000 smolts.
Right.
Okay. Most years they get pretty good returns on that. I mean, we talk to guys like Bobby Kratzer and, and Bob Ball and all my buddies out there, Bill Meyer, and they're saying, I mean, you know, gosh, I think Kratzer landed like 60 of these fish last year, these Snyder fish. And it provides a lot more opportunity for folks. These fish come in January. They come in a little earlier. And it's opportunity. It's just opportunity, opportunity, opportunity for 45 wild fish. Now, right. is that the problem with the Sulduck? I don't think so.
I don't think it is.
Because
either.
These are wild fish anyway that were spawning in there. So, I don't know. I guess my overall take on it is I'm about 60-40. You know, 60% of me is like, yeah, I don't really like this. And for the 40% of me,
it was a guide funded program.
It's a guide funded program. It's 40% of me says, okay, we need to take care of these hatchery programs so that they don't interact with our wild fish. But what upsets me is we keep losing opportunity.
Right.
Regardless of what's going on here, every time we hit a river like this, there goes more opportunity. And look at what's going on statewide.
I know closures are just in my mind are brain dead management. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's be a little more inventive. Let's have limited seasons, even limited entry, but just to shut the thing down. And I realize that WDFW is under tremendous financial pressure right now, as is the rest of the state. But there has to
be. WDFW. I don't care what the economy is.
Yeah.
It's always the case because we get money from the general fund, and because our legislators don't. Sometimes they think it's a great deal. Sometimes they don't. And so we're always going to be under this financial scheme that's going to paint us into a corner.
You know, but just this, let's just go ahead and close it mentality.
Yeah, it just gets old. And look at it. We just keep getting painted further into a corner.
Right.
Now you look at all this, the crowding that's going on. And fishing's been fantastic in Forks. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
Guys that are going out there are getting fish and big fish.
Sure.
But slowly but surely, every year we get painted a little further into a corner. And I just hope that this trend doesn't continue. Yeah. I hope that these closures in Puget Sound work and that within the next 5 years or whatever it takes, we can all get back out steelhead fishing again.
I hope so too.
And start spreading the brothers out again.
You think of all the time that you and I spent on the Skagit and you know on the Skykomish, but the Skagit in February and March and April was just tremendous. And of course the Sauk and the whole bit.
I just hope we can get it back.
Yeah, I hope so too.
One
of the great opportunities we do have, of course, is blackmouth fishing. Thanks to selective fisheries, thanks to some of the lobbying efforts of NSIA and CCA. You know, we've got a vibrant winter Chinook fishery. Of course, we're here at the 2012 Olympic Peninsula Salmon Derby, coming to you live from the harbor side. And this morning,